You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Some music now to take you out of this year. We got the idea from Starbucks that Shirley sells more lattes every time Congress has to work another deadline. Well, they rolled out this new marketing campaign last week, urging Washington to come together on the fiscal cliff business and everything else that divides our government. So we wanted to know, what song would you come up with to bring Washington together? One Hackensack, New Jersey listener had a positive, another earnest Beatles suggestion.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
We can work it out. Sure we can. You can't get more earnest than this other suggestion.
This is Philomena from Westchester. My suggestion for the Congress to come together is "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." Instead of them all just thinking about themselves, they should be thinking about the brotherhood of the United States of America.
He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
I'm so sorry about what I said about you, Harry Reid. I'm just John Boehner, the speaker. I'm so sorry.
Like the listener from Lowell, Massachusetts, who gave us this suggestion from REM.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Beat grunt. No strength.
Right. End of the world as we know it. Yeah, that makes more sense. Now, on the surface, this other suggestion from Jay Fabrizio from Centerdale, Rhode Island, suggests maybe a description of the crisis in Washington. Stuck in the middle with you.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
But then I thought of that scene from the film Reservoir Dogs, remember? Where that song is the soundtrack for someone being, shall we say, urged to cooperate.
Yes, I'm stuck.
Yikes. I'll bet Jay wasn't thinking that darkly about the fiscal cliff. But here are some more practical suggestions from you guys.
Hi, this is Chris from Orleans, Massachusetts. And in thinking about a song to strike a deal to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff, John Boehner should play Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
The Republican Party would like to hear Cut Here by The Cure.
So we meet again and I offer my hand all dry and English slow. And you look at me and I understand, yeah, it's a look I used to know.
And President Obama would likely want to hear Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
80s and 90s combo mash there from Chris in Massachusetts. Listener from Oklahoma City said, forget coming together. Here's the song that perfectly captures the feeling in D.C. I'll go along with that. But one listener, brilliant, said it's a no-brainer. How about the Star Spangled Banner? Maybe it would remind them of the color of the party they should be fighting for. That's right. Hard to sing, makes the point, gets the game going. The national anthem. Can we get the Congress into the first quarter and away from the two-minute warning? Nominate your song for Resolving the Fiscal Cliff at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.